Welcome back to another episode of Nessie in the Corner, and today we have some stuff to go over, and I'm gonna do a legend, what's the term for it, legend ranking, whatever, and so we have some information. We have, you probably already know this, but, hold on, let me get the mic a little closer. A Rampart heirloom is coming out, along with her town takeover. Her town takeover will be, on World's Edge, near, I believe it's either the Dome or Lava City, like the little dome area. So yeah, that's gonna be that. During that, there's gonna be a mode where you can get custom modded guns. We're not really sure what this means, but you can buy it with some sort of currency, probably crafting modes. You can buy a gun that's, like, upgraded in tiers, like, you know, like, all gray attachments, all purple, all blue, like, kind of like in arenas. And we think they might be bringing back the paintball thing, which, if you remember back in Season 5, towards the end of Season 5, there was an attachment for the Spitfire, where when you used it, instead of bullets, it was paintballs, but it still did damage and stuff, it just made, like, little art. So yeah, we have a Watson heirloom. Some, and very little information on it. You probably can expect it in Season 11, so glad the Watson means up there, probably happy. It looks like some sort of, like, voltage gun type thing. It's like this little, like, gun with, like, a screen and this, like, weird, like, rail coming out the front. So, yeah, it's not a traditional gun, but, yeah. Also, I'm also gonna tell you the pick rates of all the legends and stuff like that. So, let me think. Crypto is getting a buff soon. Rampart's new buff is that her ultimate will be coming portable. But here's the catch. When it's portable, it only has one mag. And so if you're using the portable version of it, you shoot your one mag, you're done. And if you keep it stationary, of course, it will be infinite ammo. But what I'm scared of is a new meta that I've kind of come up with, which is Revpartane, which is just like Revtane, where they use the totem and the jump pad, but then they mix in portable Sheila, which would be horrifying to see an immortal minigun wielding thing rushing at you with the jump pad from pretty much anywhere. Yeah, and Crypto's getting a buff. We don't really know what that is. Watson might be getting a buff. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Here are the pick rates for the legends. We have Bloodhound with 7.4% pick rate. By the way, the pick rate means, like, the amount of people that play this legend out of all the people in Apex. So Bloodhound has 7.4%, Gibraltar has 2.6%, Lifeline has 7.1%, Pathfinder has 6.6%, Wraith has 9.8%, Bangalore with 4.8%, Caustic with an unfortunately low 3.4%, Mirage 2.7%, Octane 14.1%, he's pretty high, Watson 1.5%, Crypto with the lowest of them all at 1.2%, Revenant with 2.9%, Loba at 3.7%, Rampart coming in with the third lowest, I believe, at 1.6%, Horizon at 4.6%, Fuse at 3.2%, Valkyrie at 4.6%, and Seer with the highest, a whopping 18.1%. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Also, there are, like, fragments of code for a new arenas mode. There will eventually, probably in Season 11, be a 4v4 and a 5v5. Now, this will be very interesting just because of the possibilities, like new metas and stuff. Like, that's just insane. Like, imagine if Revpartane is bad now when they're also adding in Fuse and, like, someone like, oh, I don't know, like Valkyrie or something, like Assault Legend like that. But that would just be... it'll be different. Anyway, we also, maybe I should just rate them now, I guess. So, okay, so I'm just gonna rate it. We are going S, A, B, C, and D. So D is the lowest. Bloodhound, he's S tier, definitely. His abilities are just great. He's, in my opinion, better than Seer. Because, like, Seer, it's just this small tunnel. Bloodhound, it's like, I believe it's a... I'm not sure of the degree, but it's a very wide cone. I believe it's 200 degree cone, but I'm not sure. So he's S tier. His ultimate's strong. His passive is very good. My favorite part about his passive is when you are you find like death boxes, you can see how old they are to see if maybe the people who just finished them off are still healing. It's very possible. Gibraltar, I give him A tier, probably. Like, his abilities aren't too good for me, honestly. His, like, I like how I would play him a lot more if he was more, like, team-oriented, but he's, like, the most offensive defense legend. Like, he could be classified as assault. Lifeline, I'm gonna put in B tier, okay? I like legends that have abilities that can at least attempt to defend themselves in a fight or escape. That's why lifeline's not too high for me. Her heal drone is very good in a pinch. Very good. Like if it's done in like heat shield and stuff, and lifeline drone, very good. Her ultimate, here's my opinion about her ultimate. You should be able, like, in the settings menu, you should be able to say, like, oh, I want on slot one, I want either a gold body shield or a purple helmet. And then in slot two, you could put like a shield battery or like, I don't know, like something else. And then slot three, you could put like, I want either a purple barrel stabilizer or a purple stock, right? Like something like that. And so yeah, you should be able to do that. So B tier for lifeline. Your passive's pretty good though. Pathfinder, I'm putting him in A tier for me. His passive is no, it's good, but no. Again, since he is technically a robot, you should just be able to just like use his robot eye to your advantage and basically have like more zoom on any scope you have, but you can switch it on and off if you want. So A tier. His grapple's very good, but it's a bit hard to control for me. His ultimate should only 100 meters, like really it should be able to go way farther than 100 meters. Wraith, I'm putting her at, that's probably make a lot of people mad, but C tier. I do not like her at all. Her passive is good. It's not the most useful thing in the world, but it's good like when you're like maybe somewhere like Oasis, not Oasis, Olympus, where like you can know where someone is scoping you out or whatever. Her tactical, it's cool. They can see where you're going, they can chase you. There's no increase, I don't think there's any increased movement speed. I think there's a little bit, but doesn't last long enough, and it takes too long to activate. Her ultimate, it's fine. I mean, it's not that good, really. It's not useful for me. Anyway, so she's not the best for me. Oh, and also, by the way, those pick rates are a little, like, they're from season 10, of course, but they're a bit old. Maybe they're from like, I think they're from like a couple weeks into season 10. Anyway, Bangalore, she is A tier for me. Her passive is pretty good, honestly. The reach charge time should be a bit faster for that. She should be able to see enemies in the smoke, because honestly, when you're fighting against someone like a Seer or a Bloodhound, or in certain circumstances a Caustic, the smoke is a disadvantage to her. Her own smoke is a disadvantage because they can see her just fine, but she can't see anything. Her ultimate's good. I think they should make it drop a little faster, but like the collision thing is very good. Caustic, this is very biased, I know, but A tier or S tier. His passive just should come as like a given. Like, wow, he can breathe in gas. No, he's wearing a freaking gas mask. Although I do like that it highlights people in his fog. And the reason why I say fog is because there's this bug been going around where when you ultimate, it basically like the texture or whatever doesn't load for the gas in time, and it like the damage is still there, but like the gas may be very light or not, or like not there at all. So yeah, his tactical is very good. It's like it's activation time, and by that I mean when you throw it down, it takes kind of long to inflate, but the damage on it is great. It lasts a long time, and if you know how to play him like me or like a good person, he's very good legend. Mirage, most people put him really down low, but I am putting him A tier. I'm gonna give Mirage 2 ratings. S tier if you're playing him for like in pubs and in low level lobbies, because I know he's classified as an assault legend, but he's like a lot of legends because, hear me out, his passive is support because he goes invisible while rezzing and respawning, very useful. His tactical is assault and recon, because recon if you shoot them, or one of my favorite tactics, if you ever see an airstrike and you're playing as Mirage, send your decoy directly into that airstrike, because then when the decoy gets destroyed by the airstrike, it'll ping wherever the person who threw that airstrike is. Very useful. So recon and assault, because you can't use it for assault. Sorry, my allergies are acting up a little bit. His ultimate's obviously assault and escape kind of thing, you know? So, yeah, pretty cool. He's S tier for, pubs. And he is B tier for, he's like C tier for competitive. Because, let's just be honest, someone who's been playing the game for a while is not falling for any of those tricks. Like, don't even, like, lie to yourself there. And, next legend is Octane, and we're also just going in order by like the roster, because I'm just looking at a picture of the roster. Octane, S tier, very good. His passive's. Hold on, wait, I'm trying to think. What was his passive before? Oh no, never mind. So his passive, very good. Very good. It's obviously necessary for his kit, very good. His tactical, good for assault, good for escaping. He's very forward, very, very forward. His jump pad can be used as defense, offense, and support. So, why I say defense is because if you put a jump pad in front of a door, sure, they can break it, but it will prevent them from going in the door or make them very disoriented if they actually try to slide through the door. And you can use it for support because if you're knocked down teammates in a pinch, throw it at them, they bounce out to safety. Perfect. So he's just an all-around good legend, very forward, and one of my favorite lesser-known Octane tactics is when you like so like when you're running from people and you're as Octane, obviously, first of all, you're not gonna stim as you're going in your jump pad. Waste of stim. You don't go any further. Okay, so stop stimming as you're running in your jump pad. You want to stim right as you're about to land, so you'll obviously get the most out of your stim, or right as you're landing, but it's easier to run to stim right as you're going to land, because then you have, like, that delay. But anyway, what you're going to do is, if you have a fully automatic gun, so you're going to throw down your, you're going to throw down your jump pad, and you're going to shoot it anywhere between, like, 170 to 190. It has 200 health, by the way. And if people are chasing you, you're going to go on that jump pad, you're going to turn around, shoot it so it breaks, and they can't use that jump pad. Therefore, it'll take them quite a while to catch up to you, if they can even find you. Because your Octane is obviously going much, much faster than them, if they're not another Octane or... And, so yeah, it's a cool Octane tip. Anyway. And obviously, Octane's not holding... many white meds, so just as Octane, I would only, instead of carrying, so what I carry is I carry like 4 syringes, 2 med kits, 8 shield cells, and usually 6 to 8 shield batteries, depends on my backpack, and then like ammo. I only carry like 1 or 2 grenades usually, and so yeah, but as Octane, you might only carry like 2 med kits really, because you're not gonna need syringes as much. The only time when you have to heal is when you're really low. Her next legend is Watson. She is going in D tier for me. Her passive, not good at all. Except for the shield. The shield is okay, except you only have to wait 6 years to get 25 shield. It's okay, but it's not that good. Let me think. For tactical, it's okay, but like realistically, it's so hard. Like, I can't use it in a pinch. Like, I've seen some people like be able to like use it in a pinch. I am not smart like that, and I do not know really much how it works, so I can't take full advantage of her abilities. So yeah, she's going in all the way down in D tier. Crypt and her ultimate's not that good, honestly. Her We're going with Crypto now. Crypto, A tier. He's classed as recon, but honestly, I'd put him in support because he's. I don't know, I wouldn't put him in support, but he's a good support character because you can pick up respawn beacons and stuff like that. Too many people don't know about this. So, as Crypto, when you're in your drone, look at the banners that usually display, like, the champion or the kill leader. Look at those, and you'll see a number, and underneath that number will be, like, his symbol. Just ping that banner for your teammates, and he'll say, like, "There are two squads near us," or whatever. And whatever number, that's like however many people are within 200 meters of your drone. Okay, so that's actually a very good tip that most people don't know about Crypto. Next is, oh no, his ultimate's pretty good. It's way too flashy, honestly. It's like pretty, it's really flashy. And although it's definitely good if you want to get that last 100 200 damage for your Evo shield, very good for leveling up Evo shields. And his passive is honestly non-existent. He should not be able to be scanned by any form of recon. Any form of recon. I'm talking Valkyrie's passive, I'm talking Seer. His heartbeat can't be detected because he does have a heartbeat, but not his tactical. I'm talking like Bloodhound, Maybe when he's inside Caustic. No, when he's inside Caustic, confuses ultimates, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Revenant. I'm gonna give him an A tier. No, I'm gonna give him an S tier because in arenas, you don't even need to buy his ultimate. In arenas, if you can silence people, like, arenas rounds are so short, one silence can be enough to, like, last the entire round. So he's very good for arenas. His passive is obviously very good for like getting high ground very easily. He's pretty good for rotations. And his ultimate, obviously one of the best in the game, easily. Okay, Loba. She's going B tier. Her passive is only good for stealing loot, honestly. So it's not that important. Unless I guess it does save time on like if you're pretty stacked, but like all you need is that gold helmet or like whatever. It's pretty good just for like skimming through boxes, like unopened boxes, just to, like, know, like, oh, I don't have to open that one because it doesn't have anything that I need. Here's tactical. It's good. I think they should buff the range, maybe like 20 meters or something, and how fast it travels because it travels painfully slow. It's like I threw it. I read like a 500-page novel. I did my homework. I folded the dishes, and it just didn't. It still wasn't there. Like I hopped on Apex, got to Pred faster than freaking Timmy, and it no. It just wasn't. It's too slow. And her ultimate is very good. People sleep on her ultimate. Like they say, oh, she's on a good legend for just for her ultimate, for how fast it charges. And like think about this. You're stuck in a pinch. There is people camping right outside of you, and they're like holding the only way out. And they've just been just beating you. Just you have no heals left, and you pop down that ultimate. You have shield bats, you have ammo, you have like attachments and grenades if you need them. Very, very good. And I guess her tactical can be used to get into some places that a normal legend would not be able to do, like in Marketplace on King's Canyon Market. All right, next is Rampart. She is going in D tier. Okay, her passive is okay. It's like no one's really using. I guess for the Rampage, her passive is okay. The reloading faster is very good for guns like the Rampage and the Devotion, which are and the for like the de guns like the Devotion, which take a long time to reload. It's pretty good for that, and I guess it's okay. I would play her for passive because I like to use the L-Star a lot. Like I like the L-Star Page combo. The L-Star is okay at medium range. Its hip fire at close range though is beast, and the you cannot compete with the Rampage at medium long, except maybe the R31. Anyway, Rampart and her tactical, it's decent, I guess. Like, it's so weak though, I guess. And her ultimate, the cone, and but this is pre-buff, like pre-portable buff, so just keep that in mind. The cone is too low, and like, the laser makes it really obvious. There should be a way to turn off the laser, because like, it doesn't really help you that much when you're aiming down sights and just tells other people where you are. Horizon, she's going A tier. Her passive, completely useless, unless you really, 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 really like movement. Other than that, it's useless. To the majority of people, to the majority of 4.6% of people who are actually playing her, it's pretty much useless. Her tactical, very good for getting high ground, running away, rotations. It's pretty good. It's a bit, what's the word? Not very stealthy. It's very loud. Not loud, very bright, very tall, you know. Her ultimate's pretty good. By this time, everyone can counter that. Like, as soon as you throw it down, they're just shooting it and it's gone. Anyone can counter that now. The only way you could, like, possibly actually make it useful is if you combine it with Caustic and Fuse. So, yeah, her ultimate's kind of, it's the kind of ultimate that only lasts as long as people don't know how to counter it. Like, they should upgrade the health for that and the radius of it. Fuse, he's going A tier. Honestly, if you can find someone like in a room with only one door, as a Fuse, you're carrying three times more grenades than your average player. So like, you obviously have your two tacticals to take up no space. As Fuse, I usually take four arc stars and maybe two thermites, and you can do a lot of damage with that. I don't usually pick up frag grenades, but I might. So his passive, obviously really good. And now that you can toggle it, and most people are wondering why they now allow you to toggle it. Say, oh, it's useless. Why would you like disable his only ability? It's actually very good, because his ultimate, or his not his ultimate, his passive makes it very hard to get people who are above you. So when you shoot it up, it goes super high, and it arcs a lot, right? So then you can't really get people who are directly above you. So disabling it, throwing like a normal legend, makes it much easier because it doesn't go as far and there's a bit less of an arc. Okay, so that makes it much better. Let me think here. His ultimate, it's okay. It should be like a blanket or like a grid pattern, because there's honestly zero reward. Like, I know you're supposed to pair it with his tactical and stuff, but there's not too much reward with it. His tactical, very good. I'm not sure how much damage it does. I believe it does 75 damage, but I'm not sure. Pretty good. Good for, like, flushing people out. It is sticky, of course, so that's always good. So you can, like, get it on walls and stuff. Valkyrie, she's going B tier. A tier. Her passive, very, very good. Not too much fuel. It could use a little more fuel. The recharge time is very reasonable, although they should decrease the delay of it. It's very good. Again, rotations, and not too much rushing, but definitely rotations, getting height quickly. Her tactical, most people try to hit the person that they're going for, but that's not the case. Like, if someone's hiding behind a rock, and you know there's a shelter directly to the right of them, most people would try to aim right for the rock. But what you're doing is you're aiming right between them, the rock, and the shelter, but kind of overlaying the rock so that they're forced to move, but they won't move in the direction of the shelter. They'll move in the opposite direction into the open field, and you can beam them down. Very good. Not too high damage, but of course it's more meant for flushing people out of an area. Combined with her passive, very, very good. You can get, like, angles on people and stuff. Her ultimate, it's good for rotations. I know people are complaining that it's like, oh, it's just, why would you use your ultimate when you can use a jump tower? Because it's mobile. You can do it anywhere you want, and you can take your teammates with you. Like, I don't understand what people are coming from with that. Seer is, in my mind, a B tier. Okay. His heartbeat sensor. No, he's an A tier. Because his heartbeat sensor, it's good. Definitely good. But you have to be aiming in to use it. And now you can, like, use, like aiming with your fists out. And he does, like, the weird, like, magical spell thing. Yeah, that's fine, I guess. That's cool. This pass is cool. His tactical. They actually recently nerfed it. Not by much. There's a 0.2% increase in activation time, so you have now 0.2 more seconds to move out of the way before it detonates. Let me think. So it's pretty good. I'm glad that they took off the damage. It's not too overpowered now. You can, although they should. Okay, let me restart. Yeah. They took off the damage, of course, obviously, and they made it so that there's like a flashbang. That's not new, but like whenever you get hit, it just kind of like flashbangs you for a minute. That's a little annoying. Sorry. And it does reveal your health, which is fine. That's honestly not the. It is good, so you know when they're healing or when to push. It's cool that it can go through walls like bloodhounds, but it reveals people, their footsteps. No, it's, yeah, the people. For 8 seconds. That's insane. Bloodhounds is only 2. Plus, Seers, I believe, tactical only takes 18 seconds, 15 seconds to recharge, while Bloodhounds takes 25. So what they should do is bring both of the cooldowns to 20. You know, nerf Seer, buff Bloodhound a little bit, but they're even. Alright. So yeah, his ultimate, very good. The only thing I notice a lot of people playing Seer have to get good about is hiding the ultimate. Like, most people will just toss it in the air, just, like, wherever they want, really. They'll just toss it, like, in the middle field. No, you have to kind of hide it, at least attempt to hide it. It's, like, it is pretty easy to find the center just because it's just, like, a big dome. But, yeah, he's pretty good, honestly. I think he reminds me of Horizon a lot. Horizon, if you don't remember, was very, very, very big when she came out. She was, like, a meta legend. Everyone was playing her. And then now no one talks about her. Same thing is going to happen with Seer. Everyone's playing with him. He's the meta legend. Oh my gosh. Seer. Whoa. In Season 2, no one's going to be talking about Seer. Okay? So yeah. That's the end of the podcast. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.